You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up at 7:11, first conversation with a candidate. Third District at Large Councilman Quentin Lucas.
What?
Be in the building. Have quite a few listener questions. I just printed all of them out right here. On top of my questions that I have, I've gotten quite a few things.
Yes. It's a lot of issues at stake.
Oh, for sure. On tomorrow, we'll be talking with 4th District Councilperson Jody Justice.
Yes. And we want to thank the candidates in advance for their time coming on to the show.
Appreciate it, for real. Last night, I saw you smash mouthing on Twitter.
Told y'all what was finna happen. Kevin Durant made his epic comeback. And he was on fire. Unfortunately, Shay, he ruptured his Achilles tendon, and he will not be back for the series. Who knows how long he'll be out. But Steph Curry, he did his thing in the fourth quarter in a back-to-back classic.
Pushing it up, Van Vliet in pursuit. Iguodala back out to Green. Thompson, one fake, one dribble, one shot. Got it! Golden State retakes the lead.
Woo! Klay Thompson was on fire as well. Then it came all the way down to the last possession of the game, Shay.
Kawhi get it into the hands of Kawhi Leonard. 6 seconds remaining. Leonard back up Van Vliet. Van Vliet kicks it out. Lowry. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And there'll be a game 6 in Oakland.
Woo, this is turning into a hell of a series. Thursday, it goes down in Oakland, which is the last game in Oracle Arena, as they'll be moving to a new little fancy arena in San Francisco next season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got a new.
Why are they leaving out of Oakland?
Yeah, they're not too happy about it. Well, it's the oldest arena in the league. So, and they're in the midst of a dynasty, so they have the money to go ahead and move to a nicer stadium, or a nicer arena, I should say.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, the Oakland people really don't like that.
Yeah, because that's all they have left right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For real, yeah. Oakland is in dire straits. There's a lot of adjustments going on within the Oakland community.
City, yeah.
I can't wait for game 4, though. It's going to be exciting.
I'm glad I didn't. I was going to challenge you.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't.
Right, I was doing something else.
Uh-huh. That's the excuse you're going to give me?
I was doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you, but I couldn't turn my attention away from what I was doing.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny. Right now, you're mostly cloudy at 59 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
I tell you, I love this Rihanna girl. Yes, I do. Bad Girl was interviewed by Interview magazine, and she talked about her relationship with boyfriend Hassan Jameel. He's got a lot of like face. His face is not wide, but it's long. There's a lot of area to his face.
Okay.
He's handsome though.
Okay.
I was curious. I said, let me see what he looked like. He's handsome though.
Because you're not that cute.
No.
And your hair is uneven. You look dusty.
She said, quote, I got into a new relationship and it matters to me. It was like, I need to make time for this. Just like I nurture my businesses, I need to nurture this as well. I'll shut down things for 2 days, 3 days at a time. On my calendar, we now have the infamous P, which means personal days.
I thought it meant something else.
Call me now for your free reading.
That's a player line, though. That's a classic player line, you know, that you use on a young lady or something that you don't want to commit to. You'd be like, listen, you know, I don't have time to nurture a relationship right now. You know, it really takes all my time and energy. I just can't do it right now. And I don't want to, you know, make things bad with you.
Ain't nobody never told me that.
Could you be the one doing the nurturing? That's why.
So she's also working on some music. So hopefully we'll be getting some soon.
You said she's working on a reggae album couple weeks ago. I'll be listening for that.
I don't know why I didn't do that in my Rihanna voice just then.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to get into journalistic mode because we've got the mayoral candidates coming up.
Next hour.
Yeah. I think that might be why I just flexed on that. Mm. All right. Chris Brown has announced the Indigo Tour.
Oh, okay.
He's not coming to Kansas City for some reason, though. Closest will be St. Louis. That'll be in October.
Yeah, they either choose here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you, you hear that new song he got with that fraudulent light-skinned pop artist?
Who are you talking about?
Better known as Drake. It sounds good. It's a really dope song, for real.
I cannot wait for the day.
I can't wait
that
either.
That the Lord opens up
an opportunity
for Drake to come on this show.
I will be ready.
Watch you soft shoe your way around this.
You're gonna tap dance and soft shoe your way around here. I swear to God, I won't.
That's gonna be you.
I will never be that. Y'all can fire me the day that I do that. You can take me off of this radio station that I do that when he gets here.
I just say we'll wait. It's no reason to get upset.
He was acting all tough and hardcore.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
DJ Khaled is planning to file a monster lawsuit against Billboard. He's accusing the company of unfairly disqualifying more than 100,000 units in sales of his album Father of Assad, which resulted in him not receiving the number one spot on the Billboard 200 chart.
You're a liar.
Said Khaled is furious that Tyler, the Creator's Igor album took the spot.
That's a real hater move. All his career, he's been preaching like positivity. Khaled did.
I like the positive thing, but I side eye him because there's some things he says he does not do that, you know, super whack for that.
So that you can't eat more than a sandwich.
And Nicki Minaj addressed it in one of her songs, and I said, where's my stamp so I can stamp off on this?
Fish! Then I show home and get fish!
You talking about something he won't eat?
Bon appetit!
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
So I was in the casino all night last night. But everybody that sat next to me won like $1,000. And more. And I'm just gambling my life away. I lost about as much as day one.
It sounds like somebody who might have a slight problem. I ain't trying to put it on you, but you think you got control of that?
I already know I got a gambling problem. I know that.
Oh, Lord.
She like, oh, Shay, that's already been established.
Ma'am.
I told myself I got 3 months and I'm calling 1-800-BETS-OFF.
So. You already know the number? I was finna give it to you. Yeah, fam, listen, people be going broke over this, right? So you can't be putting your life at risk. We don't want you doing something strange for a piece of change. You know what I'm saying?
No, that ain't happening. I sometimes know when to stop, but...
You sometimes know when to stop.
Yeah, I'm going back to win some money. I'm literally...
Oh, Lord. We're going to pray for you, all right? Keep you anonymous as well. Have a good one.
They know who I am. Don't worry about it.
Bye.
Bye.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You already know this is my favorite segment of the week. Got that law advice for the free 99.
Stacey, what you got for us this week?
Well, I'm talking about voting in Missouri. One, here are the requirements. You have to be a citizen of the United States. You have to be a resident of the state of Missouri, 17 years old and 17 years and 6 months of age, but you have to be 18 by election day. If you meet these requirements, you are entitled to register to vote. To be entitled to vote, a person must be registered to vote in the jurisdiction of the person's domicile prior to the election. So that means that you would have already had to register to vote. I've been talking about you can register to vote from my website. And so if you go there right now, StaceyShawLaw.com, it'll have a button that will take you to the Secretary of State where you can register via your cell phone. It only takes a couple of minutes. If you have not registered, you can't vote in this election, but I still want you to register to vote because once you do that, you'll be able to vote in every other election after that. You can't be imprisoned. You can't be on probation or parole after the conviction of a felony. So that means that even if you've been convicted of a felony, and you are not on probation or parole, you can still vote. You do not have to apply for your rights back in the state of Missouri. You cannot have been convicted of a felony or misdemeanor connected to voting, and you cannot have been declared incapacitated. So it's really important. You need to be registered to vote, and even if you have been convicted of a felony, as long as you are not on probation, parole, or are currently incarcerated, you can vote. Why bother to vote? I've been walking in neighborhoods trying to get out the vote, and people say, well, why does my vote matter? This is not a presidential election. There is no electoral college for Kansas City. Every single vote counts, and some of these elections may be decided by one or two votes. The elections at the local level are super important because city council is made up of 13 people that each cast one vote, and no one vote is more important than the other. So that means that the mayor has the same vote as a city council person in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 districts, okay? Each district has two representatives. An in-district person can only be elected by people that live in that district. An at-large city council person can be voted. That person can get votes from anyone in the city, okay? So these decisions that our city council make are really important, like laws in our city, like when people were really excited that they decriminalized marijuana, they made it a fine instead of a jailable offense. That was something that was a referendum by the voters, but that could have been brought to the floor by the city council and voted on. And they talk about and they decide on really big issues like neighborhood sidewalks, like park improvements. And so it's really important that you get out and vote. Last election in April, we had a pretty low voter turnout, and people under 40 only comprised less than 10% of people that voted. And so we're trying to get as many people. If you did not vote in April, please get out and vote in this election. It's super important. We are deciding who's going to be running our city for the next 4 years. If you have any questions about legal issues or your rights to vote, you can always call me at 816-359-1877. You can look me up online at StacyShawLaw.com. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook at StacyShawLaw. Until next week, make sure to remind your friends to get out and vote, and good luck and God bless.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny skies. You're sunny in 68 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. Georgia Smith. I have some of her music on my phone. R&B singer. She's 22.
Okay.
Kodak Black.
I hope
he's been
so.
Canceled.
I ain't gonna say all that. He needs some help, though. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Julie, by the way.
He's 22 years old today. And former mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin, is 63.
Happy birthday, everybody born on June 11th.
So Wendy Williams was out on a little sneaky date at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in L.A. with a mystery man that she posted a picture of on Instagram.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
So a photographer, paparazzi dude, was asking her questions about her family, and so she got a little teary-eyed. Oh, you don't got it?
No. She did. You have to see. Yeah, she got emotional, which is understandable.
Julie, go ahead and give us a Wendy Williams.
I can't do a Wendy imitation.
I didn't plan on this, but it is what it is. I have a very full life.
Yeah, I need a little bit more bass.
Thank you for watching. I would ask you to respect our privacy, but please, I don't respect people's privacy. That's why I do the segments I do.
What more do you want from
this
me?
This tea is very good today.
She started crying, child. But you know, she's a cancer, so they can cry at a moment's notice. They really can.
I just want my baby.
Oh, that was mean.
She didn't do that.
The Notorious B.I.G. officially gets his own Brooklyn street.
Woo! You see, they ain't opposed to that.
Right on Fulton Street in St. James Place, a favorite and a famous freestyle took place right there on the corner.
Yeah, that's the one they got on tape, right?
Mm-hmm. Little Kim was there, Little C's, Valletta Wallace. Lil' Kim looking just a little puffy.
Know, her face has changed. I was looking at brown Lil' Kim from, you know, Money, Power, Respect, and it's just amazing. Oh. And I saw her in person. She was a cute girl. She didn't need to do all that.
When you got that low self-esteem, child, you start carving up stuff and doing all kind of crazy stuff. Her face looks swollen from
all the
slicing and dicing.
It was unnecessary. She was looking
good. She didn't need to do that.
Yeah, she didn't. Yeah.
Kevin Hart's bodyguards injured a woman named Carmen Morera when they were escorting the star out of an event for his movie The Upside. So apparently they were coming out some kind of way. She said she got knocked to the ground and her face was fractured.
Dang.
So she's suing Kevin Hart, his production company, and SAG-AFTRA for assault and battery.
Wait, they can you get out now. Of this? What do we do?
Exactly.
We ain't done, ma'am. Yeah. We have done nothing.
Yeah, we ain't did nothing.
We got to keep that retirement fund straight. Yeah. I need you to have a seat.
Yeah, whatever y'all take, just take it out of Julie's check. She be all right.
Ooh. No, sir.
What you mean, no, sir?
Leave our union alone.
Thank you.
What's her name?
Carmen.
Let me find Carmen. We need to have
Where
a
in the world is Carmen?
Where in the world? Carmen San Diego.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.